Executive Leadership special feature today, where we seek to learn about an individual who's excelled in their field to chat about their experiences, challenges and philosophy on things, as well as key nuggets they can share on being a successful leader. Well, today we speak to Mpumi Nkosi. She's the first woman group executive at management consultancy firm Letsema Holdings. She's the head of group commercial at the firm, which entails managing and leading the development of new strategic commercial opportunities for the firm. No small feat. And so we have her here in studio to chat to us, Mpumi Nkosi from Letsema Holdings. Thanks very much for joining us, Mpumi.
Thank you so much for the kind introduction.
I'm sure you deserve it. So your role sounds quite demanding. It sounds like you have to be on your feet, ahead of the curve and so on. Just give us a little bit of a description of what Letsema does and what you do in it.
Okay, so Letsema, we're a management consulting firm at the heart of a diversified investment group. We were founded in 1996, and over the years, we've managed to include an investment arm as well as a foundation. However, at the core of what we do is still our management consulting business. There, we've managed to create a space where we've developed a deep well of expertise across various industries, mm-hmm. working with clients both in the public and the private sector. And we've managed to also attract a lot of highly skilled and diverse individuals and professionals to come and work with us as we solve solutions for some of our clients in their most demanding positions.
Super. So we know a little bit about you now. Let's go back several years to your childhood, your socioeconomic circumstances, your educational background.
Interesting question. I grew up in Newcastle in KwaZulu-Natal, and when I was still in high school, I was very fortunate that I was awarded a scholarship to go and study in the UK and in one of the colleges, United World Colleges, where I got my IB, and through there I got another scholarship to go and study in the US. So that's where I got my undergrad degree, bachelor's in political science. So I've been very fortunate in that both my academic as well as professional experience are got to get a bit of international experience.
Excellent.
So, so again, coming from Newcastle and very quickly managed to go to escape a bit abroad and got experience in the in America and the UK.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So at a tertiary level, what were your qualifications? What did you qualify in?
So my bachelor's degree was in political science.
Oh, okay.
So history, economics, and government. Because, again, initially the idea was to study law, but after a while I realized that probably business is more enticing if I was thinking and considering coming back to South Africa. Because
yes,
I stayed in the US for a little bit, but then I came back to South Africa.
Super.
Enjoyed the business world.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So just take us from your first job through to, you know, through your career journey up to Letsema.
So when I first started, I was actually an executive assistant and I was on a fast track when I joined Barloworld Logistics at the time. So I worked with the CEO and the senior executives there, which was for me the experience that kind of laid the path for my career going forward. So in that Barloworld environment, I actually got to work with a number of the businesses in different areas, working with different teams. Again, fast track, I got the opportunity to be fast track, so I learned a lot. And then I also decided midway that I wanted to go and attain my MBA degree. So I left and went and studied at IE International Business School in Spain. So worked in Spain for a little bit, got a bit of experience there, and then decided to come home in 2015.
Wow, you're a clever lady, hey? Fast track, fast track. So you mentioned that you've had a lot of exposure, you know, overseas, what with your studying and all of that and your work experience. What sort of advantage has that brought to you in terms of being able to position Letsema competitively, which is what your job is?
Absolutely. Having my universe be exposed at a very early age, I think you come to appreciate diversity. So even when I was looking for new opportunities, when I decided that, you know, I reached the ceiling at Barloworld, Letsema was appealing for me because it's a very diverse environment, and we value diversity. Even the clients we engage with, the people that we're with. So for me, I think that was the biggest selling point, because I've seen how it's helped organizations in other continents, especially in the US.
Yes.
So for me, that's the one thing that actually makes a huge impact in catapulting businesses to the next level.
Excellent. So being Women's Month and all, what are your views around empowering girls and women? Because we know that unfortunately you don't represent the majority. Successful women in corporate life are few and far between. What does society need to do to change that over time? And I guess it's very important as well, the kind of conversations, aspirational conversations that you have with little girls.
Absolutely. It's just having role models, more and more role models available and being visible. Because I think for any young person, for you to be able to think and envision yourself doing something greater, you need to be seeing it in close proximity.
That's right.
That's been what's helped me, because I've been fortunate again to have exposure to people who've done phenomenal things in their spaces. So I think even in the most remotest of places, you still find your champions that are actually doing extraordinary work. And if we can keep supporting people in those spaces, I think that could be a way that we as women can actually contribute to bettering our society, ensuring that they see more of us out there and actually being active and hands-on.
Excellent. So as a business leader, what are the key elements that you feel you bring to the table or you have expectations of?
For me personally, again, my experience, again, because I've been very fortunate that I've gotten to work both in customer-facing environments, also internally solving like customer service, ensuring that you always put the customer first. So having that well-rounded experience in terms of how business works. So in any room that I find myself in, I think I can see myself being on the other side as also being the person now who's on, you know, servicing the client.
Yes.
So I think it's very important, again, to always try to have different experiences, because they definitely do build you up and you get different skill sets and also just, you know, emotional maturity as well.
Well, I'm built up just speaking to you, Mpumi. You're a great example. Thank you very much for your time and all the very best. That was Mpumi Nkosi. She's from Letsema Holdings.